But if we sat tonight then, Ian, how devastating was the finish?
Well, I'm gutted for lads, obviously, because when you come and we've come with 10 men just to get us fixtures in because we knew we had to, and they put their heart and their soul into it, as you've seen. But football's cruel, and we know it is, but I just wish they could have held on for their own pride. But I can't be no prouder than what I am. You know, when you get a set of lads what give their all for you, then you can't ask no more.
There were several players who were going through brick walls, but they were running on complete empty, weren't they? People like Willie and...
Well, the thing is, I mean, Willie's 44, I think 45, and to play like three games or two games in 2 days and stuff like that, it's hard for anybody. Professional footballers don't do it. So to ask people like that, what's 44-year-old? But he turns up and he puts... You know Willie, you've known him a long time. He gives 110% any game. And they've all done it today, and I'm proud. I know it sounds silly that we've lost 2-1, but I'm proud as all, because you can see the future's going to be bright down Muswell Bridge. I can guarantee you that.
In terms of, obviously, if Naresby would answer this with, you know, you should have come 2 weeks ago, but in terms of how problematic was getting a team out tonight?
Again, the problem, I've been organising for this game for over a week, and I had, believe it or not, I had 26 names on Monday for this game. But a lot of lads what's come to help out, play Sundays, got knocks, played for the Sunday side yesterday and stuff like that, or being asked to work, and obviously we're a club what don't pay, and if they have to work, they have to work, because obviously it's the livelihood. And we've dwindled and dwindled and dwindled, and this morning I must have had 8 or 9 texts saying we can't make it. A lad what will come in, his exhaust dropped off at home tonight. But it's been the story of the season. It's just been things what's been going wrong all the time. But we believe that Muswell Bridge is on the turn, and I honestly believe it. And I'm 110% sure that Muswell Bridge, if we are in this league next year, will be a different prospect.
So in terms of this season, where does it rank in the club's history?
I think it'll probably be one of the, I would say, one of the poorest finishes. But they've had a lot of problems. I know somewhat they had no hold on. And like Mark Joyce, when he were here, I know he was struggling with like having to move grounds, and that don't help, keep moving about. So there's been all sorts of dilemmas. But even behind the scenes, things weren't set up properly. Nobody knew, there were an acting chairman, but he weren't a proper chairman. Nobody knew what secretary, and things like that. So it's been a difficult time for Muswell Bridge, and that's why we got involved. But we've got some good people in place now, and we've got players that want to come and play. And like I say, I honestly believe that next year we'll be a different prospect.
But going back through the problems, obviously your last game's on Saturday. Have you been lucky to finish the season as a club when you consider what could have happened?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely lucky. Lucky on a few things. Lucky that Mark Joyce didn't just walk away earlier when he could have done, when everything was going wrong with lights and stuff like that. He could have ragged in, and I don't know what would have happened then. To be fair to Wayne Radford, he did have the knowledge to take him away to play where there was some lights to keep him going. Until they could get them sorted. So I've got to give him a little bit of credit for that. And it kept them going. And they had to do what they had to do to keep going. There's a lot of people down Muswell Bridge love club. And they got drove away a little bit. And when I say drove away, I've been down. And I don't want to sound like... as if it should be all bars of players, because it shouldn't be. But when it were all Sheffield, and it were majority Sheffield, I mean, even I went down, and I didn't recognise nobody. And so then your locals think, well, I don't know none of the lads, so they don't attract a crowd. What we want is to try and make it another community and get majority of Barnsley lads in and make it a Barnsley side again. I don't want that to sound awful, because even when I were down there playing and that, we always had odd lad from Sheffield and stuff like that. But a team of 12... you don't get local spirit.
So in terms of Hull United, then, you've had the news today. Where does that leave Wordsborough?
Well, again, I don't know how we stand. I've heard that they are getting relegated. Hull. Again, I don't know if that means that they can appeal. If they will appeal, If they're definitely going down, that's Mr. Wilson for you. If they are going down, I think that makes us safe, which I hope it does, because then it gives us what's in place now a chance to show what we can do.
So you're hopeful of a reprieve, basically?
Yeah, obviously, yeah, of course I am. I want us reprieved. The whole point of me and Peter Schofield and Keith Goff and Timmy Malkin and people like that getting involved was to try and keep Wisborough Bridge in this league playing down at Park Road.
But you've had no feedback from the league to say this could happen?
No. Cheers, pal.
So in terms of the summer, you said you decide at the end of the season. Yeah. Has the club actually had any interest from managers potentially?
Yeah, there's been one or two. I know there's been one or two what's made a few approaches, and what we've told them is it will be advertised end of season, and they're quite welcome to come. And
so that's really positive then, that people genuinely are interested in managing us next season.
And to be honest, some names I know one, I'm not going to say his name at the moment because he might retract what he wants, but he's an ex-professional. He's still only a young lad. I think he's only in his late 20s, early 30s. But I know he's had a bad injury, and he's made a thing. So there is, and I've said to Pete, because Pete said I'm able to stop on, and like I told you in the last interview, I'll be in some form, no matter what it is.
Have you decided on the manager yet? Are
you... No, not yet. No, I'm going to get last game over and then have a long think about it, and I'll speak to Pete Schofield, who's chairman, and I'll take it from there. If I want to apply, I'll be same as everybody else. I'll apply, have an interview, same as everybody else, and it'll be up to committee. It'll be up to me, it'll be up to committee to pick the best man.